eagle has landed.
You are about to embark upon the great crusade.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I consider myself the luckiest man.
I have a dream today.
That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Hello, welcome to Speaking of History, the podcast that has a focus on education, technology, and history. My name is Eric Langhorst. I'm an 8th grade American history teacher in Liberty, Missouri, and you're listening to episode number 134, being recorded on March 6th, 2008. Well, I'm currently trying to work my way through answering some emails that have come into the website, and it seems like the more that I try and catch up, the more I get behind. So I thought I'd do a couple podcasts over the next couple weeks where I answer some of the most frequently asked questions that come in, either about my classroom or some of the things that we're doing with students. And today I'd like to start with one that I've received quite a bit recently, and that is a question on how we use note packets in our classroom. So I thought I'd talk a little bit about what our note packets are, a little bit about how it all started, and then how we incorporate them on a daily basis in our classroom. Well, about 6 years ago, we started to emphasize a couple specific strategies on note-taking for students, and one of them that we really focused on was the double-column notes. And for my particular class, 8th grade American history, that seemed to work fairly well for the students because in a class where I have all the students, I have to make sure that my students understand the content that's in our textbook before we can actually really do stuff with it. I talk to my students a lot about it's kind of like getting ingredients for cooking. The more ingredients you have, the more cool stuff you can make and the more interesting stuff you can make. But you have to have those ingredients first. And when students come into my 8th grade American history classroom, some of them remember some of the concepts that we're going to be talking about from an earlier grade, and some really have no concept. For example, when we talk about the Constitution, very few of my students come in with a really deep understanding of what the Bill of Rights are, for example, or what specific constitutional amendments mean. So to be able to give them that content and tie into the textbook that we currently use, about 6 years ago I started to do some double column note type worksheets where I would fill in some of the information that they needed to know, and then they would fill in the basic concept or the information on their notes. And it began to work fairly well. It was a way for me to kind of give them some scaffolding on what I felt was important and what they needed to pull out of the text. My only problem was I started to hand out a lot of pieces of paper. And if somebody was gone one day, then they'd ask me to, you know, make sure they got that sheet of paper. And it just seemed like I was constantly handing out different pieces of paper for different students. And it was just insane on trying to make sure that everybody had the right stuff. So what I started to do was incorporate all the different note worksheets that we'd have over that entire unit, and currently I teach 11 different units throughout the year. I take all the worksheets we're going to use, and I create a packet, put a little cover on it, I put in all the double column note type stuff, and then if we're doing something like a map activity or some other type of worksheet that I know that I'm going to be handing out for that unit, I include that in the packet. I run it off, and I staple it, and I make sure that it's got three-hole punched, so students can put it in their three-ring binder, which I encourage them to use for organizing all of their material for class. And we began using this about 6 years ago, and it's worked out fairly well. We currently use it for my students and also the students in Aaron Garvey's class, the other 8th grade American history teacher here at South Valley Junior High. And it's created several different advantages for us over the years. The students are given the note packet at the beginning of the unit. And one of the advantages of them having all of the notes at the beginning or all of the note worksheets is that students can work ahead. And we found that this does help the students that have really busy schedules. If they, you know, have a little bit of available time one night, they can work ahead, whereas they might be really busy for a couple nights or having a lot of activities going on. So it's easy for students that want to kind of work ahead and budget their time. It also helps a lot when a student is absent, because so many times I'll get emails from, you know, parents or calls from the office, so-and-so is gone on Tuesday, could you make sure that they have any work home that they need? And for the most part, when the students have the packet at the beginning of the unit, I don't have to do a lot of chasing them down with different pieces of information or different worksheets because they already have that with them. So that's been really a big advantage for us. We're not constantly handing stuff out. And our rule is that you need to have that packet with you basically every day in class. I'll assign different sections of the packet at different times. I typically break down each unit into about four or five different sections. They generally correspond with some of the sections within the textbook, and then the students will be assigned a particular section on certain days. So, for example, for Tuesday, they might be required to do Section 1 of Unit 8. And what I'll do occasionally to make sure that they're kind of keeping up with the reading is I'll have a homework check at the beginning of class that day, and I'll just go around and see if they have the notes done for 8.1. Now, what we do in class on the day that we discuss the presentation is I have a PowerPoint presentation where I basically go over the answers that are in the double column notes, and then I also give extra things like, you know, little stories, or we're talking about maps, and, you know, basically anything you can include with the PowerPoint we're talking about. The idea is that students have that set of notes done before they come into class. That way they're not just scribbling down stuff and they're not listening. So I expect them to have read the information in the textbook, complete the questions that come in a double-column note format, and then once the students are in class and we're talking about it, they've already completed it, so they've seen it, they've written it down, and now they're also hearing me talk about it. If a student has missed something in their note packet and there's some important piece of information that I've added on my PowerPoint, then they will go ahead and write that down in their note packet. So that's kind of how we use it on a daily basis. It also has been an advantage that they have all of their notes with them so that when it comes to the end of the unit, they're able to take that, and I give them a study guide on paper, and they go ahead and they highlight and they can marker and they can mark up their notebook as much as they want to basically show what they need to study for the test. And then on the test day, they bring that note packet with them, and they turn it in right before they take the test, and then I give them a completion grade for the entire note packet. So I go through and I make sure that it's been completed correctly. And then, for example, in some of the note packets, there's a map, and so I make sure that they've done the map activity. I then give them the completion grade, and then a couple days later, I give them the note packet back, and then they can keep their note packets throughout the semester, and then once we get to the semester test, they have all of their notes, and they can go ahead and study directly from their note packets. So, you know, for whatever it's worth, that seems to work fairly well for us. From a practical standpoint, the way that I create the note packets is I'll go through and I'll find out what I believe is important about each section in the book. I then put that into a PowerPoint slide, and I can arrange different graphics and, you know, put up, you know, different columns if I want. And you can use whatever you want to create the actual sheets within the note packet. I found the PowerPoint slides to work out well because I can, you know, I use PowerPoint for a lot of different things, just so I can place objects a little bit easier than a Word document. But the PowerPoint I can then convert to a PDF file, and I put the PDF file up on our website. So if a student's home and maybe they weren't there on the day that we handed out the packet, they can print it out. Or if a student loses the packet, they need to start over from scratch. And so, you know, if they need to be downloading the PDF of the packet because they lost it halfway through, they can do that at home. They can also ask me for a packet. But they learn very quickly that that packet is a very important piece of their content. And if they lose it, they must start over from scratch. Now, occasionally, we'll have a student copying the notes from another student in, say, study hall. You know, it's the morning of one of the days that the notes are due, and in a study hall, one student is just blatantly copying the information down from another student's packet. And the teachers that I work with in this building, they all know what the note packets look like. When that happens, if they see it, they let me know, and I take both of those note packets. They get a zero on the homework grade, and then they have to start from scratch, because that's not obviously the intent of the note packet, is just copying down information from somebody else. So that's basically how we use the note packet. I'm going to put a link up on the website if you want to go ahead and download the packets. You know, I found it rather incredible. The book that we use is McDougall Littell. It's Creating America. And I get emails, you know, probably almost once a week at least from somebody that uses Creating America and they want to use our note packets, or they want to use our PowerPoints, and I have no problem with anybody using those things. I envision the textbook really in my classroom as just a basis for where students can get information. I see it in the year 2007 as still being somewhat of a crutch that students can take home the textbook and parents can look at it and then figure out what they need to as far as homework. In reality, I think that, once we go to a one-to-one ratio, it'll be a lot easier for me to be able to create content that maybe is not tied to the textbook, and I can give them resources that they can put on a laptop. So if you are interested in using our note packets, I'm going to include several links with the presentation or with the podcast on the blog. And again, the blog's available at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. And I'm going to have a link there for a webpage that I've created a couple years ago. It's actually on our old classroom site. And it has all 11 units that we cover in American history. And we cover the curriculum basically from the beginning of the American Revolution all the way through about 1900. And for each unit, it has a link for the PowerPoint for the note packet, so you can download that. And then it also has the presentation notes that go with that note packet. So I know I've got some teachers that have emailed me and they say that they use both our PowerPoint presentations as notes along with the note packet, and you guys are free to go ahead and do that. Let me know if you have any questions or comments about it, but this seems to be one of the most frequently asked questions that I have coming in right now about how we use the note packets and what they look like, and so I thought I'd go ahead and answer that in the podcast. As always, you can email me at speakingofhistory@gmail.com, and you can go ahead and check out the blog site for any other additional information. So thanks for listening, and we'll talk again soon. Bye.
The Speaking of History podcast is produced by Eric Langhorst in Liberty, Missouri, under a Creative Commons license. Visit the website for show notes and links to material in the podcast at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. The podcast is also available on iTunes. Please email all comments and questions to speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Background music for the intro is Z from James Underberg from PodSafe Audio. Thanks for listening.